Okay, let's start our discussion of Chulin on Daf Samach Aleph. Chulin Samach Aleph, and we will start with Samach and Beis on the bottom, last line, just one Ha'ara. On the end of the last shiur, we discussed the amazing statement of the Gemara of Reish Lakish, where Reish Lakish said the line on Samach Amid Beis, Harbe Mikroos Sheru'uyin Lisrof, V'hein Hein Gufei Torah. Reish Lakish said there are many psukim that are roy to be burned, which are Gufei Torah. What that mean? That meant that, you know, we don't think that there is such a tzorach. Rashi says, She'ein Lahem Tzorach Batorah, V'ginayhu L'chaber Mem Kedusha. And it's a ginay, it's a disgrace to have them in the Torah. But, as the Gemara explained, but really Reish Lakish was just saying that. It doesn't really mean that. It means on the surface, if one doesn't appreciate it, and one doesn't, you know, analyze, then maybe it could seem that way. But really, there is depth to every letter in the Torah. And that's what the Gemara went through, that every pasuk is about to teach us something. Why do we have to know that this country and this people conquer this people to allow us to conquer it? And going back to Avram Avinu and Avimelech, again, all of that is true, but also we know on a deeper level that every single letter in the Torah is meaningful, even if to us it doesn't seem so significant. And that's based on the Ramban and the Hagdama to his commentary on the Torah, where the Ramban writes at the end of his commentary, the end of the Hagdama of Reishis, the Rabban writes, the Kabbalah shel Emes. The Rabban writes, Od yesh biyadinu Kabbalah shel Emes. We have a Kabbalah of Emes that we have received from the previous generations. Ki kala Torah kula shmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the Torah is Shem Hashem. On a deeper level, the entire Torah spells out Shem Hashem. Sha'atevos mischalkos l'shemos binyan acher. You can split up the words in different ways. Ki'ilu tachshov al derech mashal. As you'll see, or remember, the Menchas Chinuch also uses this Ramban in the last mitzvah, in Mitzvah Taryag. Ki'ilu tachshov al derech mashal, says the Ramban, as if you, we'll take an example. Ki ha'pasik bereishis yischalik l'tevos acheros. The word bereishis can be read differently. Oh, the pasik, berosh yisbara elokim. The whole Torah can be read on a deeper level. So we read a pasuk, we don't think it's so significant, but it spells out Shem Hashem. You know, we don't read the Torah on that level, but it spells out Shem Hashem, and therefore we have to realize that there is significance to every letter. The Niran and the Ramban continues. And this is why Umipnezeh Sefer Torah, because the Torah spells out Shem Hashem on a Kabbalistic deeper level, Sefer Torah Shetah Bo Baos Achas B'Malei O B'Chaser Puzzle. A Sefer Torah that's missing extra or missing a letter, it's puzzle. Ki Zeh Inyan Yechayev Otanu. This Inyan that all of Torah is Shmos of Shlakadosh Baruch Hu Yechayev Otanu Livsol Sefer Torah Sheyechzer Bo Vav Echad Mimilas Osam. If it leaves out one letter, right? It'll be reason to parcel it, because this is something that, even though it's not male and not morid from the meaning, but still this is what we, Ramban says, believe. The Menachas Chinuch uses this Ramban in the last mitzvah to argue on the Shagas Aryeh, where the Ramban in Mitzvah Taryag, The Chinuch of Mitzvah Taryag talks about the last mitzvah in the Torah, writing a Sefer Torah, Kisvah Lachem, Es Hashira Azaz Lamda Es B'nei Yisrael, V'chulu. If you look in the Menachas Chinuch there, he quotes the Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, where the Shagas Aryeh says, I'm not sure if you could be Mekayim this mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. Not sure if it's possible to be Mekayim the mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. Ein Mekayim on a mitzvah Hashi Kosov Kedin Sefer Torah. You have to write a Sefer Torah kosher in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah. If you have a Sefer Torah apostle, you're not Yotzi the mitzvah, because this is not the full mitzvah. And because of this halacha, that you have to write a kosher Sefer Torah in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah, of Kisvah Lachem as Ashir HaZos, well, we're assuming, like the Me'ikar Adin, the Rush quotes one opinion that says, maybe you can be Yotzi the mitzvah by publishing and buying Svarim. Okay, we're not getting into that right now, but the Menachas Chinuch says, Mitzvah Zuruf Efes B'yadenu, because the Gemara, as we know, Maseches Kedushin and Daf Lamed, says that we're not Bekiyin B'chaseiros V'yaseiros. We're not buckies in extra letters and missing letters. Imkein kibein de'enanu b'kiyim. Imkein efshar kasvinan malei chaser o ifcha. Ve'in mekaimen a mitzvah klal. Right, and we won't be behind the mitzvah because we don't know exactly. Kfar heir bazeh, b'sefer shagas aryeh, liftar mi mitzvah zu b'zman hazeh, b'tam de'enanu b'kiyin, b'chaseros v'yaseros. Right, and that's why the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Question is, when would you make the bracha? But either way, we don't make a bracha. One of the reasons suggests Chassam Sofer is because of this idea. V'hine, says the Menachas Chinuch, al karchach b'tfilin barba parshios b'kiyananu. It must be we're buckies and tfilin. Right? Sefer Torah, you want to see that Gemara? Okay, the whole Torah, chaseros v'yaseros, fine. But by tefillin, the lav hachi mitzvah tefillin rofefes. Al karcha kiva di mitzvah temidis. Vehimrak arba parshios lo shachachu. We didn't forget tefillin. We didn't forget those chaseros v'yaseros. Ubechol haTorah ein onu b'kiyim. Umikom akom kasha. But says the Menachas Chinuch, I find this difficult to accept. Kiva dezeh gam kei mitzvah saseh, heichlo notnu libam shalosh koach. If it's a mitzvah saseh, how could it be possible that the Chazal, even in the days of the Tanaim, you know, wouldn't have focused and remembered every letter if this would ruin the mitzvah? V'lom ha'nishkach b'imei ha'moram, b'imei ha'tanaim lo nishkach, m'vor b'sanhedrin v'chulu, v'darsha ha'bei drashos. V'nira, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch argues on this Shagas Aryeh. He says, no, chas v'shalom. Right, there's two different types of chaseros v'yaseros. That's his yesod. V'nira l'ani ha'zdaiti, d'yishnei minei chaser v'yaser. Achaz, one type of chaser v'yaser, the idea chaser al yaser nishtana b'yirsh ha-teva, o yuchal ishtanos, one type of chaser v'yaser changes the meaning of the word. Derech mashal, basukas, basukos. Right, if you could darshan it differently, even if the pashup shot is not different, but all those yeshen l'mikro, yeshen l'misoris, if it could be different, so then it could be a problem. Those we are bekiyin in, that was never changed. Nafshos, nafshas, and karnos, karnas, all of those that are mentioned there. That for sure we know exactly, there is never been a lack in our misora. Ah! Yesh chaseros v'yaseros de'enu mishtana pirush ha-teva ayde zeh. There are those that don't change. Kagon aharon v'parshas tetzaveh. The misora ketani yesh misora zenechta mole b'vav. Some have a vav. The Das HaKenim quotes their reasons for it. Either way, so once in a while you have aharon with a vav. V'chein ra'isi v'sefer Torah yishanim. I saw an old sefer Torah, says the Menachas Chinuch, that he has a vav there. Achar b'bali misora zchokin al zeh. V'chein nogen ha'inna ayin b'achronim. V'chein, this is what difference between the Sephardi and Ashkenazi. Teimani svarim. P'tsuadaka. Right, you write it with an aleph, you write it with a hey. Psuadaka, tadalad, chaf, v'yish ksas misor shenechta ba'alef lo basof. V'chein reisi v'sifrei Torah yishanim, v'ayom kosven behe basof. Dvarim ke'elu ein mishtana pirishamilai deizeh. B'chai gavnein kevedev echer seiros v'yaseiros. And therefore, says the Menachas Chinuch, chelak arishon v'adei lo nishkach klal. That was for sure not forgotten. The chelak asheni, right, that's, or he continues, v'chas v'shalom, v'vadei lo nishkach afil kuchot asayra mehadein, uv'pradle nogei l'mitzvah asay shokhsiv v'sefer Torah, chas v'shalom shetispatel mitzvah asay adei shechacha. Ki b'vadei ene sefer Torah klal, aval osam chaseres v'yaseira shalom nishtana b'yurish amila. If it doesn't change, ino mazak klal, upshita li deino makev klal, v'zeh shachachu. Some of that, like Aaron's with or without a vav. V'yalkein lo hayu yodim in vav Gachon mehagisa umehagisa because of this, and then he says at the end, v'im, and this is why this whole thing is brought here. V'im ki kol haTorah kula shvosef shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu ki yadua. And even though I know that Ramban, if I know that Ramban, then you have to say that nothing was forgotten, the Mali and the Chazers. Mikol makom, he tries to say it's okay anyway. Doesn't really explain it. Doesn't really, he says, doesn't really change. He's not really so bothered by the Ramban, but he says he can't accept the Shagas Aryeh that, we wouldn't have the mitzvah today, but he acknowledges that Ramban, that according to the Ramban, somewhat difficult even the second category, to say that there was a lack of, remembering the chaseros v'yaseros. Okay, that's just one hosafa on the discussion of the quote-unquote, you know, non-significant psukim, the ru'uyin lehisaref, right? It doesn't quote here, v'achos lotan timna, which Chazal quote elsewhere, as an example of a pasuk that might not be as exciting. But either way, this is the Gemara. The Gemara elsewhere, there are Chazals that quote-unquote rate psukim. Right, this Gemara seems to give examples of, oh, these psukim aren't as important. Remember the Medrash that we're not sure where this Medrash is from. The Ein Yaakov quotes it in the Hakdama to his commentary al Hashas, but we're not exactly sure where the Medrash is. With the three different opinions, what's the most important pasuk in the Torah? Right, and we have, again, a famous Medrash that's quoted there. Is it Shema Yisrael? Is it V'yavlo Recha Kamocha? Is it Etzakev Sechad Taseva Boker? Three different opinions. What exactly is the most important, most defining, most pasuk? I think the Lashon of the Medrash is Kolel Yoser. Which pasuk is the most inclusive? Which pasuk is the basis of everything? So three different psukim you see there already. That's on the opposite end of the spectrum. Not the ones that are royally sorry. Those are the ones that are roy to magnify and to focus on. But again, here is the opposite end of the spectrum. Okay. So let's continue now. Simani of. Simani ha'of, low number. So the Mishnah had said that on Daf Nuntes, right, we had, remember, from Membeis to Nuntes was the first 17 Dafim or so of the Perek that was all about Treifas. Now we have the next 9 Daf or so that we have all about the Simanim of Kashrus in animals. Simanim Behem of Achaya are mentioned in the Torah, as we had said. Simani Ha'of, that's what we're mentioned now. Simani Ha'of are not mentioned. We just have the list of non-kosher birds in the Torah, and after that, we are supposed to figure it out. Chazal mentioned certain simanim, as we had in the Mishnah, simane, of hadores, and the etzba yesera, and the kirkaban, but those are not mentioned in the Torah. Those are all Torah Shabbal Peh. Says the Gemara, velo, is it really true that simani ha'of are not mentioned in the Torah? Vatanya, nesher. What do you mean? We learned in the Brisa, nesher. What's a nesher? So we usually translate nesher as an eagle. But according to many, it shouldn't be an eagle. It's a vulture, or some type that type of bird. I mean, Tom in Tosfos on Daf Sama Gimel quoted that in the Tosfos Dibur Maskil Nates, he quotes that the different types of what the Nesher is, and what other birds, Kirku, quotes other different pshatim exactly. We'll get to that about the Shemini in a couple of days. The question, what exactly is the Nesher, right? Because the Brisa said the Nesher has no simanim of kashrus, but eagle have that extra toe. So the Tzarachian, what exactly is the eagle? But many assume that it's some type of vulture. So Vahatanya, is it really true that we don't have any simanim of Nesher, Ma Nesher? So we darshan, just like the Nesher, Miyuchad, She'en lo Etzba Yisera, Vizefek, Vein Kurbano Nikla Vidores Va'ochel Tamei, right? Just like a Nesher has all of the Simanim of Tuma, right? It does not have an extra toe, which we mentioned in the Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. What exactly does that mean? Does it mean a bigger toe, or does it mean a toe that goes in the other direction? Vizefek, and it has the crop, Vein Kurbano Nikla, you cannot peel off the layer of its gizzard. Vidores Va'ochel, and it is Doris Va'ochel. We had a different shot then. What exactly does Doris Va'ochel mean? Does it mean it kills its prey, it eats before it kills its prey? Does it mean it lifts up the prey as it eats? All the different shatim that we gave also last time. But a Nesher has all of these simanim of Tuma, and it is not kosher. Saf koka yosebo tame. So too, all birds that have these simanim of tame. So what do you mean that simani ofalo namru? We have them right here. All the simanim of the oaf, this nesher is one of the non-kosher birds, and it has all the simanim of tuma, and it is tame. So too, all birds that have these simanim are also tame. Similarly, the brisa continues, torin, sheyesh lahen etzba yisera, vizevek v'kurka b'niklaf, the torin. Which again, we're not even going to translate. Torin b'nei Yonah, what's a tor? Some type of kosher bird, let's just translate it like that, that has an etzba yisera, and it has this effect, the crop and the kurkaban niklaf, and it's not doris ochal torin, af koka yotzim en torin. So what do you mean, ask the Gemara, that there are no simanim of oaf that we know of? We know there are simanim of oaf. As we just explained, the Nesher has all the simanim of Tumah, and the tor has all the simanim of Tara. So what's the problem? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Lo Ne'emar Pirushan Midivrei Torah, Ela Midivrei Sofrim. That's not in the Torah. That's not Mefurish Bikra. That's not Midivrei Torah, Ela Midivrei Sofrim. That's Midivrei Sofrim, and therefore that's not the same. Rashi Pirushan, Lo Nisparshu Asimanim Mamish Batorah. Right, the Simanim are not Mefurish in the Torah, Ela Midamana Torin Bitahorin, Fahani Yisnubahu. No, it's just that it says Tor, and these happens to be the characteristics of Tor. Umana Nesher B'Temeyan, Ubarba Simani Malalu Ein Chalukim, and it's different in these four categories. Ramina, Heinein Simani Tara. But it's not the same as writing it Mefurish Bikra. Writing it Mefurish Bikra has a different status. Right? Even Lundis wise, whether it's Mefurish Bikra or not, I think we mentioned the Safas Paneach. Has one line, we discussed this on the Mishnah, on Daf Nuntes, 2 Dafim ago, whether all the simanim are what we said, siman or siba. Are they reflections of kashrus, or are they reasons for kashrus, causes of kashrus? And the Safas Paneach suggested, maybe there's a difference between the simanim that are mefurish bekra, and the simanim that are learned out by Derek Drasha. The simanim that are mefurish bekra, like behemoth v'chayos, maybe that and chagavim, right, maybe those, or and fish, maybe those are siba. Those are reasons that make it kosher, siba. But maybe the ones that are learned out from Medrash, learned out like an Argamara, maybe that would be Siman, those would be reflections of Kashrus and not cause of Kashrus. Again, a question that we have in many areas of Halacha, Siman and Sibah. Rabbi Chanan, at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, discusses Tzeis HaKochavim, three medium stars, Siman or Sibah, right? Is that, if you see stars, that reflects that it's night, or that is the cause, Halacha cause of night, right? That in the Kovet Shiurim, and he has a nafkamina related to that. Two Simanim of Gadlus, right? Two Simanim of Gadlus, Simanim of Gadlus, of Shanim v'Simanim. Are those cause or are those reflection? Right, Siman and Siba. It could be nafkaminas. What if you have two different edim, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about? But that's in terms of point number one. The other point to mention before we get to the larger discussion, the Yireim. There is a Yireim. Kufal Amidal. The Yireim is the Talmud of Rablazmi Mes, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Yireim here in Kuf Lamid Aleph. Kuf Lamid Aleph, that's his mitzvah on Of Tamei, says the Yireim. Kim luhu l'rabanan shekol hadores min nesherhu. We know before that there's of hadores, and we seem to have an example as a nesher. Says the Yireim, no. Any of hadores would be in the category of nesher. Sha'asarta Torah behedya d'chziv es ha-nesher ves ha-peres. V'yaf al-pi she'en lo shar simoni nesher, even though certain other ofos dorsim, dorsos, any other of hadores might not have all the other characteristics of a nesher, says the Yireim, nishtanu alav simani brachus. Things change over time, right? But really, they're all nesher. All of hadores would be called nesher. V'ilo yadina nidaris ilo daris, umishachina le gimel simani tara, etzba yaseir v'zefa v'kirko v'nao niklaf, tor, if you have three simanim, mechaskina le v'cheska sheino daris, adachasina le didaris. Tekim lehu l'rabanan, shekol sheish lo simani tara, eino daris. He goes through, that's the Yireim. If you look in the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner, in Chelek Beis, he has a tshuva about this Yireim. Tshuva about this Yireim. What does that mean? That every kind, if you find a dores, a bird of prey, as we translated it with all the simanim, that's automatically a nesher. And if not, then it doesn't have all the other four simanim of tumah. So you say nishtanu over the years. So he goes and analyzes that principle. It's chelik beisim and chavtes. He talks about this. Dasa rabbeinu yirem mavur maod. The sfirale the high klal the kol ofa dores tamayu klal gomeru maser biyadin alachem osh misinai. And therefore, Hadi Afina mi Nesher v'chulu, he says, he fits everything in. Again, the reality has to fit into the Misorah that we have, and therefore he discusses this Yireim in that context. Okay. The other point to mention, the larger point on this line, is the Gemara says, and the Tzavras Paneach, as we just mentioned, reflects it, that even if two halachas are da'oraisa, there's a difference between whether it says a bekro or not. We mentioned this recently also in a shir. But the Gemara says it right here. The Gemara says, Lo nomar pirushim b'divrei Torah b'divrei Sofrim. It's b'divrei Sofrim. It's a din d'oraisa. But it's still called divrei Sofrim. Right? It's a major controversy in various areas of halacha where we have the language divrei Sofrim, whether that means d'oraisa or d'rabanan. But the yesod that comes out of the Gemara is that there are differences in halacha whether something is b'furish b'kra or not. Tosfos notes this. Tosfos in Yevamos in the first parak. Tosfos in Yevamos and of Zayin of a base. Tosfos here is talking about the principle of bia b'miksas. If I stick my hand into a place where it's not allowed to be. Right, I stick my hand into the Beis HaMikdash if I'm Tamei, in a place that the Mitzorah is trying to get Tahar. So what does he do? He stands outside of Shar Niknar, but he's not allowed to go in, but he can't go in, but he can't become Tahar unless he goes in. So Tosfos there discusses. Kiva de Biyah B'Mikdash Shma Biyah, Matami Tiru Chachamim Lachnas Yadav LeBahonos. Why, if he stands outside, if he holds Biyah B'Mikdash Shma Biyah, why is he allowed to stick his hands in? So Viyim Tomar. And then Tosfos says, that was Tosfos explaining the Gemara's question. But Tosfos says, since we hold Shmabia, so, and that's why but we still allow his hands to go in because Efsha bin Yanacher, the Mitzorah has to become Tar, so why don't we just let him walk in? Right? Once we're going to say Bia Mixa Shmabia, that partially going in is like going in halachically, so why don't we just let him go in? The Kivan the Shmabia, Afilu Haki Shari Mixaso, Mishim Di Efsha bin Yanacher, I'm King Kulan Amilistri. Let him just walk in. The Yesh Lomar. So two answers you might say. Right? Two answers. One answer might be, well, let's read Tosfos. Tosfos has these two answers. Delonicha, the first answer is important for us. Delonicha sheyidcha bias kulo. Now, we'd rather not let him let go in totally. Dichsiv behedya. V'yela mikdash lo savo. Aval biya b'miksas lo ksiv behedya. Ela meha kesha gomar lo. U lo hasam. Managiya b'miksas. Shmanagiya biya b'miksas. That's only learned that from a hekish. Biya b'miksas shmanagiya has learned that from a hekish. While walking in is actual pasuk beferish. So you see, they're both daraisa. They're both including the Yisadaraisa, Vatame lo yikanes. But, you see, there's a difference, Tosva says, between something that is written beferish in the Torah and something that is learned out even from a hekish, which is a very strong one of the midos haTorah nedreshes bahen. Hekish is one of the ones that are ke'ilu and almost beferish b'kara, yet it's not the same. Not the same. That's Tosva's first answer. The Yod Yesh Lomer, that Tosva has a second answer. Kiva de efsharai de bia b'miksas im yikanes kulo chayef. Wow. Right, Tosva's second answer is saying, Bia b'miksa shma bia does not really mean mamish ki'ilu you went in yourself. The first day a mite seems to hold. If you stick your hand in, it's like you walked in. It's like you walked in. But we'd rather not violate a mefurish b'kra. Second answer is, if you walked in, you're going to be chayef. Even though if you put your hand in, that's allowed. Even if you say shma bia. That's Tosas' second answer. Kivan de efshay de bia b'miksa si mikaneis kulo chayef midi dehave ha'ayelo derek tzorib olo barucha. But if you take a long way out, if you become tummy in the base of Mikdash, and take the long way out instead of the short way out, that also would be chayef. Two important days of Tosfos, but the one important for us is the difference between Mefurish B'kra and not Mefurish B'kra. This is one Tosfos, and then the other mukkar that we like to quote in this context is the Ran. The Ran in the Darim Dav Ches. Yevamos Dav Zayin, the Darim Dav Ches, where the Gemara says that one doesn't have to learn every second of one's life, seems to say. Actually, that's the implicit. But the Gemara says, if somebody wakes up and says, I'm going to learn a Masechta of Gemara, that's a great neder. Ask the Gemara, isn't he Mushma V'yomim Er Sinai who? He has to learn everything. So why is a Shvua Chal, if I say I'm going to learn a certain Masechta, I already swore at Har Sinai that I have to learn everything. So the Gemara says, no. Kivan di b'boy pater nafshe b'kriyash mashach misfa'arvis, v'shemachi chayel Shvua Olai. Since technically you could be Yotzei your mitzvah of Talmud Torah with saying Kriyashma, so you don't have a chiyuv to learn. We discussed this last time in Menachas Adites. This Gemara came up about related to this, right? It could be Yotzei with just does Kriyashma. So ask the Ran, Yotzei with just Kriyashma, is that possible? Right? V'agisav yom v'alayla. How could we say that it could be Yotzei your mitzvah of Talmud Torah with just Kriyashma? Says the Ran, Mistavrali. That's already a Musar Haskel. This whole Yisod the Ran is about to come up with is Mistavrali. Doesn't have a Misora about this. This is what he thinks. This is like a Venera Lee of the Rambam. Mistavrali. Delav hachi debahachi miftar. Don't think that you really could become pater by just saying Kriyashma. Don't take the Gemara literally. And that's why if you take a Shvua that you're going to learn a certain Masechta, it's beyond the original Shvua. No! Says the Ran, Shari Chayef Kaladam Lil Motam Yom Valayla, Kvi Kocho. Person has to learn day and night. The Amrina Parakamah de Kiddushin. That's got to be sharp. What does this mean? This is a right to what I wrote earlier. We're not going to look at what he wrote earlier in Masechta Shavuos, but it's already the same yisod. To call midi da'asa midrasha, something that's learned out from drashas chazal. Afal pishu min haTorah. Kiva de lesa mefurish bikra behedya shvua chala alav. Since it's not mefurish, you could have a shvua chal on it. That's all the Gemara is saying. Because it's not beferish, your shvua can be chal on it. Are you chayiv anyway? Of course, says the Ran. But it's just a detail in hilchas shvuas. That's all it means here. V'achachi gamrina kiva di boy parter nafshe b'may dekasiv bikra behedya haynu b'shachvacha uvekumecha b'kriyash manshachas v'arvis b'shamachi chala shvua leila gamrei afilu l'karbon. And that's all it means, but don't take it literally. So you have the Tosfos in Yevamos Dav Zayin, you have the Ran in Nedarim on Dav Ches. Mefurish b'kra and Einu Mefurish b'kra. Even within Einu Mefurish b'kra, we know there are different levels of Einu Mefurish b'kra. There are halacha l'moshe misinai, and Hekish, and Xer Shava, and Kalvachomer, and Svara, and Dibra Kabbalah, right? I learned that from Sukkim in Nevi'im. There's so many levels of Limud that we have, all the different Dargos. I think Svara we know is on level of Daraisa too. That's the question that we've discussed in the past also. The two times where the Gemara says in Shas, Lama Likra Svarahu, right? Those are both based on Dini Mominis type of actually not dini mamonis, a legal intellectual type of rules, right? Pesha asa pesha hitir, ksubas and daf chav beis, and amotz bechaver alav araya, babakam daf mem vav. So those are the two where the Gemara says svara is on the level of daraisa. So we'll see if we'll come back if there is more to talk about. Just one. Those are two rishonim. One that I mentioned. One in the achronim. We don't always chazer this marker in the achronim. That's the Taz. The Taz in Rosh Hashanah, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Taz on the Shulchan Aruch that talks about the isser of blowing shofar on Shabbos when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. We know the Gzeira Deraba. And the Taz there in Simen Tov Kuf Peches asks, why don't we say that you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on a weekday? We know that there's a gzera of Shem Yisak and Kleshir. You're not allowed to blow use musical instruments on Shabbos or Yontif. So why don't we just say that you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? It's a musical instrument. And therefore, you know, you can't blow when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Tuesday. Right? Lo adu Rosh. Right? It could fall out on Tuesday. Right? So the, why don't you say that? So we know it's a kasha that needs an answer. Says the Taz, come on, you can't say that. Why not? It says in the Torah, you have to blow shofar. Says the Taz, v'o nearly the tarates, the ein laham ligzar v'la'akar legamrei dvar Torah, shetzivsel eskoa biyomzeh. That's the Taz's yisod that many achronim discuss. After the Taz, anything that's mefurish l'heter b'kra, the Rabbanan do not have the authority to knock out and say is aser. So if the Rabbanan say, it says in the Torah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, if the Rabbanan say when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you can't blow shofar, they're not knocking out the mitzvah entirely, because you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on a weekday. But if the Rabbanan would come along and say, you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, they can't do that. The Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So it's mefurish b'kra, right? They can knock out a drasha maybe, but something that's mefurish b'kra not. Bishlama b'shabbos lo masaka lagamrik, even shebelo Shabbos token b'yantif. He goes to Gemara in Sanhedrin, and then he says also that's the same idea, why to answer Tosas is Kasha. What's Tosas is Kasha? Tosas in Megillah. Tosas in Megillah says, why don't we say, right, Gzeir Shemi Avirenu, right, that's where we knocked out Shofar and Lulav and Megillah, what about knocking out Bris Mila? You can't do Bris Mila on Shabbos, Gzeir, you might come to carry the knife. So Tosfos gives many different answers. Tosfos says, no, it's by Mila, the only people involved are Bekiyan, and therefore we're not worried. Or maybe Mila has a lot of britot that are, it says the word bris many times by it. But interesting, Tosfos does not give the Taz's answer. But the Taz says, according to my answer, there's an extra pasuk. It's ki'ilu, the Torah says, beferish du bris Mila on day 8, even on Shabbos. It's as if the Torah says that. Because ubiyom hashmini yimo basar alaso in Tazria is totally extra. Ubiyom hashmini afilu b'shabbos. The Taz assumes that's mefurish b'kra. Right? Do it today. Right? What's today? Even today, even if it's Shabbos. So the Chaz, it says b'feirish in the Torah, you can't do bris milah. You're allowed to do bris milah on Shabbos. So the Taz says, the Rabbanan do not have the authority to knock out the mitzvah. When it's a milah shlo bismana, fine. But if it's a milah bismana, so then one has to do it. So two examples in the Rishonim, one in the Achronim. So it can knock out and say meaning not do a mitzvah even by Shev Al Tasa, right? Knocking out telling us to do an Aver B'Kumba say for sure, but even B'Shev Al Tasa, it's only on a temporary basis. It cannot be that they knocked out a pasuk that's mefurish lahet. Good. We continue again. There's more there, but we'll see at the end if there's any time to come back. So Tani Reb Chiya says we're talking about simanim of birds. Of haba b'simanecha tahar. What did we just say in the Brisa? A nesher is not kosher for simanim of tumah. A tor is kosher. We'll have to come back to tor. That has four simanim of tara. So what about if you have a bird that's somewhere in the middle? It doesn't have four simanim of tumah. It doesn't have four simanim of tara. So Tani Rabbi Chiya. Ofa baba simen echad tahar. Rabbi Chiya says, an oaf that has one simen of tara, it is tahar. It's one tar lafi shein adom al nesher, because it's not like the nesher. Right? The Nesher, de les le klal, hu de lo seichel. The Nesher, which doesn't have any simanim of Tara, that's the bird that is usher to eat. Ha'ika de isle chad, if there is one simon of Tara, teichel, then you can eat it, right? The Nesher is the rule. Nesher has four simon of Tuma, no good. If you find any other bird in the world that has any simon Tara, it is good. Look at Rashi for a moment. Ofa balafaneinu is simon echad, shel Tara tohor, the kol shaginim babishtaim oishlosha. As long as you know it's not one of the 24 birds that are listed. Because some of the 24 birds that are listed do not have all four, and yet they're not kosher, the Torah says. So, as long as you know it's not one of those 24, which nowadays we don't know exactly what each of the 24 are, so it's not going to help us, Bizman Hazeh, but conceptually at least, as long as you know it's not one of those 24, if it has any simin tara, you could eat it. Says the Gemara of Alelef Mitoran, why don't we learn the opposite? Learn from Tor. Tor has all four simanim of tara. And say, you need ma Torah dika kulu arba, afachanami adika kulu arba. Maybe just like a Torah has all four, so too, the only bird that you're allowed to eat is one that has all four simanim of tara. Don't learn it from Nesha, learn it from Torah. So where it says, M. Cain, if it's true that you should learn it from Torah, you need all four, shar ofos tamein, the kazrachman alamuli. What do you have to mention all the other ofos in the Torah that are not kosher? You already know, because the Torah has all four kosher signs. All those other ones don't have all four, so you know Mamelo, they're not kosher. So what do you have to say them for? So Tzorech Lomar, you learn from the Nesher. So the Gemara says, V'nelef Minayu, so why don't you learn from them? Ma Hasam Tzlasa V'lo Achlinan, just like they have three Simanim of Tara, and yet you don't eat them. Some of them have three Simanim of Tara. Av Kol Tzlasa V'lo Nechel, so too all birds that have three simanim of Tara, it's still not good enough. And surely if it only has two simanim of Tara, or one simanim of Tara. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, no, if that's true, if you want to learn it from Minayu, from those other birds, Im Kain Orev, Orev has two kosher signs. Orev, the Kasarach Manalamali, Hashta de Islay Tlasa Lo Achlinan. If it has three simanim of Tara, you don't eat it. De Islay Tre Mi Boi. If it has two kosher signs, of course, if even with three kosher signs, you don't eat. With two kosher signs, also you don't eat. So, Orev would be extra. The Gemara continues and says, V'lelef Be Orev. Okay, so why don't you learn from Orev? Why isn't that the source? Mahasam Tre Lo. Just like an Orev, even though it has two kosher signs, you still don't eat from it. Af Kol Tre Lo. So too, all birds that have two kosher signs is still not good enough. Im Kain, Peres Vazvia, the Chazar Rachman Alamli. But those two will not be needed. Why? The Hacha Disle Trelo Achlina, the Isle Chanmi Boy. Right? They only have one kosher sign. See, if you're going to tell me that the Orib, which has two, already is not good enough and you're not allowed to eat it. So the Peres and the Osnia also. So Vinigbari Peres Vazvia, the Gemara says, so what do you learn from there? Peres and Osnia, even with one kosher sign, it is not good enough. So, Im Kain Nesher, the Kazar Rachman Alamali. But then you go back to where we started off. The Nesher, what do you need the Nesher for? Hashad is like Chalu Achlina, this like the less like Chalmi Boy. If even with one kosher sign, you're not allowed to eat it. If it has no kosher signs, is there any, Havamina? So, Ella, Nesher, the less like Chalu. So go back to where we started. Ella, and that must be where we darshan. Nesher, the less like Chalu, who de lo sechol, ha de is like Chad Achol. Right, if the Nesher doesn't have any, then you that's the type that you're not allowed to eat, but if it has any, so then you are allowed to eat it. We learn it out from the Nesher, as long as you know it's not one of the other 24 birds listed in the Torah. The Ramban at the beginning of Vayikra talks about the kosher and non-kosher birds. I don't think he quotes this Gemara. The Ramban notes where the first time that the Torah talks about a carbon of a bird. Vimina of ola carbono lashem. Right, from the bird, Ola, Vekri bin Atorim, Umin bin Hayona. So, Tarim bin Hayona, the two kosher birds that you can bring as a carbon. There are other kosher birds out there. But these are the only two that you can bring as a carbon. So, the Ramban discusses why these two. Tor and Bnei Yona. Tor and Bnei Yona. Bachar HaKasav Bishnei HaMinim Ha'ela. Right, the Gemara here was just talking about the Tor versus the Orev. So, the Torah picks these two. The Tor and the Bnei Yona. Bishvil, number one, Bishol Shein Mitsuyin V'Krovim L'Hitafes Yoser. Kasher Eskira Aboseinu. First of all, they're easy. They're easy to get to. Hashem doesn't want to make it so difficult for us. So what kind of animals does he have to bring? He doesn't tell us to bring very hard to find animals. Birds that are all over. Torah B'nei Yonah, very common. Kamosh Eskira Aboseinu Sek Savim V'Seizim. Sheyakrimen Agdelim Al Evuso V'lo Yitztarech Laseis Kelov Telyav V'Kashto Letzu Tzai Lavi. You have to go out and trap exotic animals for karbanos. Hashem could have demanded various exotic animals. No, bring me common animals that you have all over. Aval ratza. So what about Torah B'nei Yonah specifically? Ratza betorim hagdolim. Torim hagdolim ba'avur prishusan. Because of their prishus. V'hidavkam biyadua mehem. And they're sticking to their mate. Good morning, Erevin, please. Shekivan sha'avad benzugo. Lo yidavik ba'acher la'olam. A Tor has the midah, a Tor is monogamous. Right? Once it has one mate, it stays loyal. It never leaves. Once its mate dies, it will never go to a different mate. V'chein, and that's what we learn from the Torah. Yisrael devukim b'Hashem Elokeihem, v'leidavku b'kel acher le'olam. B'nei Yisrael, always will be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be with us. Right? That's the message of the Torah. Aval hayonim kanoim ma'od. Doves, as we would translate Yonah, are kanois. U'bekinasam yispardu v'yachlifu. And they're always fighting with each other. Al-kein lo-bacher b'hem el-haktanim kodim shi'izdavku. That's why the Yonah's got to be young. Before they get to the maturity level where they're always argumentative. Ki ha-Yonah b'katnusa oz tosefes ahava b'kan gidulea yose mishar ha-ofos. The relationship between the mother and her offspring is very strong, says the Ramban, and that's why the Yonas we like when they're young, and the Torahs we like when they're old. V'eskirir avoseinu, and Chazal tell us, ki kol ha'ofos im yiga adam bekan shalohem, lakachas bisham efrochim o beitzim, ya'azvuhu, v'leikan nubo la'olam. When it comes to other birds, if you touch it, if they get contaminated, the birds are just gonna just not come back, right? And that's why we know by the Mitzvah Shiluch HaKan, we try to use gloves. Right, so that you don't ruin the, you don't ruin it. V'hayona lo tazvenu b'sheminyan. The Yonah will always come back. Yonah will always come back to the young. V'kal Yisrael lo yachlifu bar'am v'torasso lo'olam. Ella o Yehudi o tzluf. Right, either a Jew, right, or the, or I'll die by the cross. Right, o Yehudi o tzluf. That's what the Ramban talks about. Tur and B'nei Yonah. V'lo bachar b'tarna golim. Didn't choose chickens. Right, lezimas znusam. Okay, va'arav arav baranavuchim. The Rambam quotes the Rambam in the Baranavuchim. Ki atam ba'akravas giduli atarim be'avrocha yonim ki yu atov shebahem be'bnei shagadol be'yonim ein arvus bo. Okay, ve'ein ze emes ki ktana yonim kimat she'ein ruyim achila. Right, there's no, there's nothing sweeter. He says, no, I don't think so. Okay, fine. He quotes the Rambam also. But again, the fact that we learn from animals and we're supposed to get messages from animals. What the Ramban says about Torah B'nei Yonah, that's the Gemara in Erevin. Or in Erevin and Daf Kuf. What the Gemara says there, all on the bottom of Kuf on the base. The bottom of Kuf on the base. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Il Mali lo nitna Torah. If the Torah wouldn't have been given, Hayinu lemeidim tznius mechatul. The gezel minamala. We would have learned sanua from a chatul, gezel from an ant. Right, we had an ant's going to. We had that recently also. How hard an ant works. V'arayos miyona, the Rabban just quoted. Arayos from miyona. Derech eretz mitarnagol shemefayis v'acharkach boel mamefayis lei, and he discusses. But either way, the message of that Gemara, you know, there's something that we can, things that we can learn from nature also. Things we can learn from nature, and that's what also learned from Torah and B'nei Yona. If you look here in the Chashuki Chemed on this line. Where he talks about Ov Hadores and the Nesher being the classic Ov Hadores Sheila, right? The following. Somebody wants to know there was a Chayal that was going out to fight in battle, and he wanted to know if there was any type of school, any type of mitzvah that he should be careful in when he's there to be involved in to protect it from Sakana. So he quotes Rashi quotes in Parshas Balak. Hein an klavi yakum v'cha'ari yisnasa lo yishka v'yochal tera v'dam chalim yishteh. Rashi says, am klavi yakum k'shein omdim mishen asam shachris hein miskabrim klavi uka'ari lachtof et ha-mitzvos. We grab mitzvos. Lo batzitzis l'kor shmal aniyat tefillin. We discussed the order of that in the past. Lo yishka v'milayla mitasa shu ochel l'mechabal kol mazik shabal l'tarfa kore shma v'chulu. And he continues. So what do? You grab. Lachtof et ha-mitzvos. How do you grab mitzvos? We have to be like an Ov Hadores. Right? The Ov Hadores grabs his prey. We have to grab the mitzvos. And that will protect us from enemies of prey. How do you grab the mitzvos? And he quotes from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Oseh shtavlos lo lahachmes as a mitzvah. Va'af lo lahamtin lizman mukshar yoser. Latafsom la'alter. V'imala gadola yoser mehidr mitzvah. Shiyase akrav yishav adas. Va'chavetz chayim omeh haya omeh shalachtov hakavana. Shem kulam chotvim es ha-tapuchim tachtov kamata. Right, and you have to go and try your best to grab the mitzvos. And he quotes, just like an Ari, and he quotes the Ar Gemara, that he grabbed the emo boshes panim. Just grabs this food, these animals. We can't have any boshes upon him when he grabs the mitzvahs. We have to do it in a way that's a kiddush Hashem. We have to do it in a way that brings nachas takadosh baruch hu. Right? The one of the achronim point out that zriza makdim on the mitzvahs is before you get to the mitzvah. You have to be a zarez and quickly go to the mitzvah. During the mitzvah, doesn't mean you have to do it quickly. Doesn't mean you have to rush through the mitzvah. We have to be a zarez to make sure we do the mitzvah. To get to the mitzvah, there's a zarez beforehand, but during the actual mitzvah, it doesn't mean that we have to do it very, very, very fast. That's, like an ofadores. We can learn that from the ofadores. We have to be, a toref, you know, when it comes to our mitzvahs. Again, obviously in a way that brings, nachas ruach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and kvod shamayim. Says the Gemara continuing. Ve'ela, right in the middle. Ve'ela, time at the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Nesha. So we go back to what we, similar to what we were just talking about. So time at the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Nesha. So what was our maskana? What we started off with and what we came back to? That you learn that from Nesha. Nesha has the four simanim of Tuma. And all others, as long as you know it's not one of those birds, then you can, eat it. We'll have to see B'ezras Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow has, again, a very famous Rashi. We had a couple of days ago, we had the Rashi about Tzvi, 2 days ago. And tomorrow's daf on the Samach Beis on the bottom, we're going to get to Rashi only eating birds that you have a misora for, right? That's going to be on tomorrow's daf. But here, before we get there, time at the Chazav Rachman and Nesher Halav Hachi, for the reason that it's not kosher, because the Torah says Nesher Halav Hachi Hava Mina Leilav Piparas Baznia. If it wouldn't have said Nesher, we would have learned that from Paras and Baznia, which only have one simin of Tahara. And it's not kosher, so too, even if any animal has one simon of Tahara. But 1 second. Havi le paras va'oznia, sheik suvin ha'bon ke'echad, v'sheik suvin ha'bon ke'echad, eim alamdin. But paras and oznia are two psukim that are both examples of one simon, so wouldn't that be called sheik suvin ha'bon ke'echad, which the rule is eim alamdin? Why would the Torah have to write it twice? It must be that it's supposed to be limited. So the Gemara answers, no, gemiri. Di'ika b'hai leka b'hai. Di'ika b'hai leka b'hai. Whatever the Paras and the Ozniya are, we know they each have a simen Tahara, but not the same simen Tahara. So it's not, that's not considered shnei ksuvin ha'bon ke'echad. Shnei ksuvin ha'bon ke'echad are exactly, they teach me the same exact thing. Same exact halacha. But here, maybe it's teaching me different simanim. Right, there's different ones, and therefore, that wouldn't be considered shnei ksuvin. Look at Rashi. Di'ika b'hai leka b'hai. Oso simen. She yeshno bazeh, eino bazeh. Hilkach lav shneik suvin ha'bon ke'echad inu. That's not called shneik suvin ha'bon ke'echad. Toha mitzvah tzrichi. Because of pares, havimina b'hai simana hu dol techo. That simen Tahara is not strong enough to make it kosher. Aval b'simana d'oznia achol. Maybe if you have the simen of the other one, it would be enough. Lachi yisrach oznia. And the other way, v'ikazrach oznia, paras l'osimine. V'kivet t'shavayot tzrichi, havimina nelef minayu. D'b'simen echad lo techo. Right, you would have thought they would have been a good model. So that's why it's not that. So Gemara continues. Michti, Esrim Barba Ofos Tameim Havi. There are 24 non-kosher birds. E Efshar Dechad Deika Bahanach Leka Bahani. Something must overlap, right? The 24 birds, there must be one, some simen in the group that is an overlap. So wouldn't you be able to, you know, limit it and not learn it out for all other birds that you don't know of? So Gemara says, no, Gemiri, we have a Misora. Esrim va'arba ofos tameim have. Va'arba'a simanim. 24 non-kosher birds, 4 simanim. As we mentioned, the Dores, and the Etzpa, and the Kirkaban, and the Zefek. Right, those simanim. Tzlasa haji bakulu. Right, there are 3 psulim that are distributed amongst all of the non-kosher birds. Esrim mehem shlosha shlosha. 20 of them have 3 simanim. Right, Rashi, Ben Tam, the Rishonim discuss which 3. Is it, is Dores one of the simanim? That's already a question the Rishonim ask. Is that a defining one? Dores. Because Dores is the only one that's not something physical. Right, it's what he does, not what he is. Right, the Zevek, the Kirkaban, and the Etzba are all physical, aspects. And Dores is a way that they act. So Esrim mehem shlosha shlosha. V'tshrei ba'orev. V'chad b'peres, v'chad ba'ozniya. V'isa b'ha, l'asa b'ha. And we have a Misora that they're different. And there's one that doesn't appear in others. Ma'o detema leilaf minei. So you might think you should learn from that one that one of them is not kosher. And so too, even if you have one simintara, it's not going to be kosher. Kazarachmana nesher. Nesher delesle klal hu delo techel. Ha'ika de islechad achol. And therefore, because there is one, even though there's a lot of overlap, there is one that doesn't appear elsewhere. That's why it's you still are stuck and have to learn from Nesher. El Torin de Chazav Rachman Alam. Elisa, why did it say Torin in the Torah? Since you don't learn from there. So what do you need? The Chiddush that Torin is allowed. Amar of Ukva Barchama Lekarbon. To say that the Torah can be used as a carbon. Rashi, Shehein Levadon Ksheirin Lekarbon Velo Of Acher. Right, B'nai Yonah also, but just because it's a kosher animal doesn't mean that it is a kosher to be used as a carbon. Good. Just to end off with one other, alright, we're talking a lot today about Drashas Chazal and Mefurish Bikra, Sheikh Suvanabon Ke'echad. Remember the fascinating Machlokas in Gittin on Daf Samach. But the Gemara quotes there, Machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Torah rov bichsav umiyat al peh. Rabbi Lazar says, most of the Torah is Torah shebichsav. Pretty amazing. Umiyat al peh. Now you understand that. Rov bichsav umiyat al peh. Sheneemar echtov lo, rubi Torah si, kamozar nechshavu. Right, the Pasuk says in Hosea. Right, that the rov of the Torah, Hashem says, I'll write. Means rov is Torah shebichsav. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Rov al peh umiyat bichsav. No, rov al peh. Sheneemar pi hadvarim ha'ele. And then what do you do with the other psukim? So each one quotes, what does the other one do with the other psukim? That's the context. You have to know what's the Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh, because the Gemara says there, Torah Shebichsav, Yitah Rosh Hashanah Omer Al Peh, Torah Shebal Peh, Yitah Rosh Hashanah Omer Bichsav. Right, we have Bizman Azeh, we have Eis Lassus Lashem, and Thera Torah Sechas, that's why we have the Torah Shebal Peh written down. Even though there were great Gedolim that were very makpid for that. And they felt you have to be as concise as possible. Right, the Tzafnas Paneach and the Vilna Gaon. Right, you have to be as concise as possible in terms of writing. And therefore, they wrote very, very briefly and short notes, and we have to figure out exactly what they mean. So it's important to know what's Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. But what's the pshat of Rabbi Lazar? Torah is mostly Bichsav? So the Mefarshim explain that the question is, where do you categorize Drashas Chazal? Even if you say, like we said earlier, that Mefurish Bikra has some halachic differences between not Mefurish Bikra, but the larger category of Torah Shebichsav, it's just the words. Maybe certain drashos like Zereshava and Hekish and number of the other examples. Maybe that's considered an expansion of Torah Shebichsav. What's Torah Shebal Peh? Torah Shebal Peh is mamish, not Mefurish Bikra. Maybe Halacha Moshe Misinai, Piyushimam Kubal and Pipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe Svara. Maybe all of that is Torah Shebal Peh. But drashos Chazal, maybe that's an expansion. Maybe that's an expansion of Torah Shebichsav. It's also a discussion. They talk about it in Maseches Brachos. The Rishonim discuss what exactly you make Birchas HaTorah on. It's another nafkamina where it comes out. The Gemara there has different days in the Yud Aleph and Beis. What do you say Birchas HaTorah on? So the Gemara has a couple of different days. One opinion says only on Mikra. With Mikra Tzorach Lavarech, LeMedrash Ein Tzorach Lavarech. Wow. So, if you would have explained, let's say, Rava, how would we have explained Rava? Because you have to make a brach on everything. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, you have to make a brach on everything. On the mitzvah, you get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, right? Whenever you learn anything. So, therefore, you make a brach on all Torah. Look at Rashi. Rashi, af la gemara tzorach levarich, Shehu Iker HaTorah, Shemi Menu Hora Yotza. Good. Well, that's what we would have said. Because that's the Iker Torah Shebal Peh. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah here, I think it's Rabbeinu Yonah, we don't have time. Rabbeinu Yonah says here, you know why you have to make a bracha on Gemara? On Talmud Gemara? Because that also explains the Psukim. What is he trying to say? Really, the bracha is on Mikra. The question is, how far do you expand Mikra? Medrash is Mikra, and Mishnah is Mikra, and Gemara is Mikra. That's all an expansion of Mikra. So if you contrast Rashi with Rabbeinu Yonah, I think the Emek Bracha points out that Machlokas, he says that's Afa Gemara Tzorach Lavarech. Rashi says Shu'ikra Torah. Rabbeinu Yonah said no, because that also explains Mikra. It's also an expansion of the original line. So that's interesting. What you call Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh, and that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, and that came up a number of times on this daf. Okay, we'll have to stop by Omer of Nachman. With Hashem, we will pick up with more bird issues on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.